It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Let's go immediately to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. I think it's the first time he's come on here since being named the new head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Ryback. Coach Ryback, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, Coach. Before we get into some Colonel talk, you got a coach's clinic coming up. I think it's this coming Thursday, the 3rd. And so tell everybody if they'd like to attend, how they can do so.
Yeah, thank you. Very excited to have the clinic on Thursday. And it's an all-day affair. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning with our practice, and we'll keep it going until about 9 o'clock at night, with just packed with different speakers from high school coaches around this area, and then also our own staff. But to be a part of it, they just come on over, and we'll be practicing in the morning, and then we'll start the clinic shortly after.
Coach Ryback, I think about it, and people ask me really what makes, you know, Louisiana high school so different. And I said, one, they got some talent down here in Louisiana, but man, what great high school coaches we so fortunate to have in our area.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a ton of really great ones, you know, within a 2-hour radius of our campus. So to be able to get those guys here and have them share ideas and be able to help each other improve and help us improve as a staff here is just an awesome opportunity.
Coach Ryback, I remember when Coach Rebo took over the job and we sat down for the first time, and I told him, I said, what's your strategy, Coach? And he was like, Mike, you see this little map? I'm going to drop that dime right here, and I'm going to recruit the River Parish, the Bayou areas, into New Orleans, into Baton Rouge. I'll go a little bit west, certainly into St. Mary and into Lafayette. And if I have to, I'll go to Mississippi. And we got to see Coach Rebo a couple times where he was recruiting some guys from that area in Mississippi. But, man, he really kind of laid the foundation of how you still recruit today, mostly from that area of the country, and not saying going to Ruston if there was somebody there that wanted to come here, or Shreveport, but basically keeping it River Parish, Bayou, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, in that area. And he did one hell of a job, and you were part of that, a big part of that staff to piece that together for him.
Yeah, there's no question that that is the blueprint, and credit to Coach Rebo for putting it into play, and that will continue to be the blueprint here. I mean, there's just such quality football players, great people, also great support for those young men in this area to be able to get them on our campus and playing for us. I mean, that's what the people of this area want to see, and that's what we want our team to represent. So in the day and age of the transfer portal and all these different opportunities to add players from different areas of the country, man, our team is still going to be built right here at home. And so really excited about, you know, those coaches coming here, because it only helps us build those relationships and foster those relationships that have been built over the last 10, 15 years with Coach Rebo, and just continue those things moving forward.
Coach, everybody asks about it, so I'm going to throw it to you, because if you don't have a quarterback, you're kind of treading water.
Yeah.
And you're going through that change at Nicholls State. And so this spring, kind of give everybody the blueprint of the guys are vying for that starting position. And they're all a little bit different, so to speak. And so tell everybody, Colonel fans and football fans out there, the differences that you have at the quarterback position.
Yeah, we got a good group in that room. Four guys right now are playing in practice at quarterback. I'll start with the oldest, Deuce Hogan, who's a transfer from New Mexico State, who comes with a lot of experience. Deuce is originally from Grapevine Faith Academy in Texas, and he went to Iowa out of high school and then transferred to Kentucky, was Will Levis's backup there. Went to New Mexico State, and then we found him and were able to get him here out of the transfer portal because of the fit with our scheme and also the people and connections that he had when he came on campus on his visit. So Deuce is playing there. Everybody's familiar with Ian Rotary, got a Thibodeau High.
Yeah.
Super athletic guy that can make plays with his feet, really changes the game in the way that you have to prepare for not only him throwing the ball and the running backs running, but also him running and extending plays too. And then Christian Arsenault from down the bayou at South Terrebonne. He's been here for a few years, was our backup last year. He's taken a lot of reps back there. And then we got a younger guy, Preston Welch, out of Turlings Catholic in Lafayette, who's getting his first spring of football here on campus. So good group of guys, impressed with how they're commanding the offense through our first half of spring practice.
Coach, that young Rodrigue, he's kin to me. It's he's cousin down the line, but he's got some kin to me. One of the things I talked to Coach Rebo about is the difference when you and him first got here is the size of offensive line and defensive linemen. They didn't have a lot of big men. And you look at it today, Coach, and I know you were a big part of the recruiting process with this, it's a much larger group of offensive and defensive linemen than in previous years at Nicholls State. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say you know, in both ways, both in height and weight. Yeah, we're a bigger group now. So.
And I think that is part of it in today's game, that you got to be physical, because you can throw the football around, but you got to be able to run the ball. And I think that was something both you and Coach Rebo really stressed, was the physicality and being able to run the football at Nicholls.
Yeah, there's no question that the game of football is about running the ball and being able to stop the run. You know, it's about controlling the things that people are able to do easily, right? So you can hand the ball off pretty well without messing that up. You can also throw the ball in the quick screens and stuff. So you got to be able to defend that stuff defensively, and then you got to be good at it offensively too. So, and you guys know that starts up front with the big offensive linemen and defensive linemen being able to do things the right way and have great fundamentals, and getting the right guys in the program at that position is critical.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, this Guggenheim guy, you know, he was a pretty good football player for you. Yeah. Now he's turned into a coach for you, right?
That's right, man. And he is doing one heck of a job. Wise beyond his years. I think you look at a guy who just finished playing and you would be really impressed to see him on a daily basis, just the way he approaches his business and his coaching on the field. You know, he was coaching with Eddie White for a few years, so he has some banked reps at doing that also.
Yeah, well, he's got a little connection there at Eddie White. He explained me how he got to doing that. I think Charlie's got a question
coach,
for you.
I'm gonna hop in here real quick. We talked with Coach Summerall last week from Tulane, and he talked, you know, the new era of the transfer portal, how many players that he had to replace for his roster from last year to this year. So I was just wondering, because he said he had 5 returning starters on defense and offense combined, which is just crazy to me. But I'm sure it's something that a lot of coaches are dealing with, you know, in FBS and FCS and the transfer portal and the new era of college football. I wanted to ask you, how much roster overturn do you have for the upcoming 2025 season?
Yeah, I would say we're a little bit different. Probably 4 significant contributors off of last year's team that we lost through the transfer portal. Not quite as many as they did, which is a good thing for us.
Coach, when we had Coach Summerall on, and this was right after you got the job, man, he let me know, hey, I went to high school with Tommy Rybak, and he said, I'm going to be honest with you, he ain't the toughest Rybak in a bunch. His sister was the toughest one.
Yeah, there's no question about that. If, man, she's tough and played all the sports growing up, does Ironman triathlons. Highly successful in the military, doing a lot of things that many people wouldn't be willing to do. So my sister's pretty special.
That's awesome. And, man, we certainly thank her for your her service in the military. Coach Rybak, looking at it early on, is there maybe an area you say that there's got to be some growth here? And, I mean, you could say that about any area that you have, but that you look at and say, maybe we might have to get somebody or 2 people here to kind of fill out this roster.
Yeah, we continue to recruit and evaluate our roster. You know, we're always going to be hunting offensive and defensive linemen. I don't think there will ever be a year where you look and say, hey, you know, we're set, right? And I think that's probably anywhere in the country people are going to be looking for that position. So to isolate a group and say, hey, we're going to be looking here, that'd be it.
Coach, every Monday when we'd have Coach Rebo on for the Rebo time frame we had him on with, he'd always have Charlie's mouth watering because he was going to big mics. And so we finally had to, I finally had to bring him, Coach.
Yeah.
I finally had to bring him to big mics.
Stuff, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the coach's show every Monday.
We had, Yeah, we had that's a recruiting visit. That's a recruiting visit staple for us too. So we'd like to get over there.
Yes, indeed, it's great stuff, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us. But before we leave you go again, tell everybody if they'd like to go to the clinic this coming Thursday, exactly how they can do it.
Yeah, if you'd like to join the clinic to register ahead of time, just go on our Twitter website or the Twitter site, Nichols Football, and you'll be able to see the brochure there and then follow the QR code. I'd also like to mention that tomorrow night we're practicing under the lights at 6:30. It's open to everybody in the community, also open to any recruits who want to come out and see the 2025 Colonels get after it in practice number 8.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Wishing you the best of luck, and we'll be talking real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
All righty.
Thanks, Coach.
The head football coach at Nichols State, Tommy Ryback, longtime assistant with Coach Rebo. And I know Coach Rebo made the comment to me, hey, listen, if you're looking for somebody to take my place once I retire, it's going to be Tommy Ryback, and that's exactly what the school did.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.